what spins me up about this podcast and this show is that she keeps doing terrible things and I keep wanting her to succeed.
I know. Like, despite it all.
Hello and welcome to Rebel, a collection of Realms comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda.
And I'm Nicole. And together we produce the show you're about to hear called Power Trip. Be sure to stick around after the show for some behind-the-scenes discussion about messy romance and embarrassing moments.
We'll be back just after this.
Hello. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Happy birthday, Dee Dee.
Ah, thanks. Oh, and why, hello. Yes, you absolutely should have.
How can I not bring a bottle of wine for my Dionysus?
Oh, thanks, Jane. I am going to keep this for myself.
Hands off. No one drink this tonight.
I took two buses to Red Hook to go to this new natural wine store. Apparently orange wine reduces hangovers. A brilliant marketing scheme. It was a nice distraction after my sex fail with Bruce the other night and gave me the exact excuse I needed to not write one word in the last 3 days.
Mateo, you're on cocktail duty? Is this at the request of the birthday girl?
I don't make requests.
I'd do it anyway. I've been perfecting a Negroni all week for this. My dear drink.
I'm still offended he named this sweet-ass cocktail after me, and with a dad pun, no less. What even is in this? Malibu or...
Wait for it.
Oh, hot damn. I take it all back. This is one spicy bitch. I approve.
Woo! I added 3 jalapenos to hers. But the rest of the jug I made is normal human spiciness.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, Episode 6.
Oh my god, it looks fantastic in here.
Right?
Ah, hi, Christian. Mwah.
Mwah, mwah. Deidre got here 3 hours ago to start setting up. Check out the mood lighting.
Ooh.
Do you want a drink, see? I can make one especially for you. Wow, yeah. Okay, please.
Okay. First date went well then, I take it?
Shh. But also, yes!
Okay, people. I got an early 90s hip-hop theme going on the first hour to get everyone properly tipsy. Then I'm gonna need some suggestions to get your asses out on the dance floor. I'm only accepting female vocalists and women-led bands.
Okay, how about Blondie and Pat Benatar?
Ooh.
Then follow with something modern like Beyonce and Cardi. Then throw back to Destiny's Child, Britney maybe?
Okay, yeah, and layer in some classics too, like Whitney and Madonna.
Mm.
I love it. Then we wind down with Stevie Nicks and some Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
And then with
Enya?
Oh, wow. Okay.
What did I just say?
No, you're all good. It's just very on brand. But in a great way.
Yeah. So, is everyone here?
Oh, Erica texted she's coming a little late. Had a dinner with her daughter first.
Gotcha.
You good?
What? Oh, yeah, totally.
Don't worry. I'm sure she's coming. She wouldn't miss this.
Who, Erica? Yeah, totally. No, I can't wait to hear about her dinner.
That's not who you're looking for.
I think I need another drink.
I wonder how long Leah and Erica were a thing. Has Leah met her daughter? Erica seems so zen and thoughtful and worldly, and I'm... Oh, she's here.
Mr. Bartender, could I get two drinks?
Mm-hmm. On it.
If it isn't the very same Bruce I've been avoiding, and he wants to hang out tonight. I'm just gonna mute him, just for tonight. I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Thank you.
I got you.
A drink for the lady, and I didn't even spill any on myself.
Why, thank you. The lady appreciates.
You look fantastic.
Thanks. Except this stupid strap won't stay up. It's driving me crazy. It's like, why does the structural integrity of an entire outfit have to depend on a piece of string?
Oh my god, I hate it when that happens. Can I?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to dance with me? I don't know what made me say it. Oh god, why did I say it?
I do.
What was I thinking? I can't dance. And it turns out Leah can't dance either. She is a bad dancer, like a nerd at the middle school dance level of bad. It's so surprising and endearing and hot.
Ooh. Wow, those are some moves.
What? You don't think I'm graceful?
Do you really care what I think?
Yes.
You don't seem to.
Oh, well, how do I seem, Jane?
You seem...
The list of adjectives jams up in my head. Infuriating, rule-abiding, high on your horse, confident, soft.
Surprising.
Well, surprise. I'm going to lean in and kiss you now.
It's not a surprise if you say...
Jane.
Bruce? What? What are you doing here? Did you follow me?
You shared your location with me. When I asked what you were up to, I thought you were telling me to come meet you.
Wow, that is quite the assumption.
Oh
God, he's right. If I hadn't been distracted by damn Leah walking in with her damn strap falling off her damn shoulder.
What's going on here?
Oh. Leah, I can explain. This is... Look, Bruce, just forget it.
No. Whatever you're gonna say, don't tell me what to do.
God, if you just calm down.
I am calm. I am calm when I say, you keep telling me what to do, and for some reason, I keep doing it. Ever since we met, I feel like I'm not totally in control of myself. I thought it was our chemistry, but it's something else. It's something about you, Jane. It is something that you're doing.
What is he talking about?
Okay, you don't know what you're saying.
I think I do. Like when you told me not to care about you sleeping with my roommate, and now I can't, but I should.
Okay.
You told me to give you another chance when it was the last thing I wanted to do, to get me to confess to all of these personal things, things I would never, ever tell another soul, least of all you.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Bruce won't call it powers because he can't quite believe it himself, but he can tell there's something not right about me. The rest of the group is here just in time to see everything go up in flames.
Oh, I saw that. Right. Jane, we need a tiebreaker. Celine Dion. Yes or no?
Oh, who's this? The more the merrier.
Wait, it's my birthday. I'm the tiebreaker here, people. Who's your friend, Jane?
I'm no one. I'm just some guy, apparently. You know what, Jane? If you weren't into this, you could have just said so.
He's...
I'm gonna go. Have a nice life.
Bruce, wait.
Come on.
Bruce, wait, come back.
Don't command him again, Jane. What the hell?
I was just trying to...
It's too late. He's figured it out.
Jane, what's going on?
Figured out what?
Oh, my God. Nothing! Nothing!
Jane, darling, no secrets.
Everyone, just stop!
They're all kind of frozen, mid-dance, like some kind of zombie apocalypse poster. Christian's eyes are on mine, as though he can't believe I could have done this. I don't believe it either. And Leah, it's like she knew I'd do this.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. You don't need to stop. Everyone unstop. It's gonna be fine. Bruce is a nice guy. He's not gonna tell anybody.
That's not really the point, Jane.
Why didn't you tell us how you were using your powers on him? That's what all of this is for.
Christian? What? Leah, you must have something to say, right?
What do you mean?
That I'm dramatic, that I'm reckless, I'm just too much.
Suddenly I realize I am too much. I need to get out of here.
Excuse me, can you move? I'm trying to get to the door.
Jane!
I'm sorry, okay?
I know that. You don't have to yell at me.
Well, I'm sorry for that too. Oh my God, don't disappear. I didn't mean for that to happen back there.
Seriously? That's your excuse?
I'm not making excuses.
But you are. We're supposed to ignore what just happened because you didn't mean it? What does that even matter? You did it either way. It was pretty messed up. And now you're yelling, I'm sorry, at the top of your lungs, and I don't even know if it's true.
All right, then I take it back. I'm not sorry. I might be messing up royally, but at least I'm doing something. Using what I've been given, not hiding my powers like some kind of shameful secret. My God.
Will you please listen to yourself for a second?
Well, for the first time in a long time, I'm actually listening to myself. And you know what? I deserve this power. After the shit I've been through, I expected them to judge me, but you? I don't need you. I don't need you. Why don't you just disappear?
That was a low blow.
What are you even doing out here, Christian?
I don't know.
No, me neither. Because you don't care about me. You just want to, like, pick and choose the parts that entertain you. But sometimes I don't work right. Okay? My body's messed up. My head's messed up. I'm all around messed up. Goodbye.
I do have people who care about me. I'm sure that's true. It's just that none of them are coming to mind at the moment.
Wait. Charlotte and Thoreau. They care about me. As the publishing literati stares at me, I realize I 100% forgot about Sloan's networking cocktail party. Sorry. Tonight.
Hi, guys.
Jane!
Hi.
What are you doing here? Please follow me into the kitchen. Now?
I was just in the neighborhood, thought I'd pop by and see the kids.
This really isn't a good time.
Jane? Mommy, you didn't tell us Jane was coming to the party.
Hi, Ro. Oh.
Yes, this is exactly what I need. I knew it was a good idea to come here.
Hi, Jane.
You're both supposed to be in bed.
Hey, Charlie, what's going on?
I was getting ready for bed, Mom, but I was YouTubing how to do my own French braid because I want my hair to be curly tomorrow. And you're supposed to sleep in a braid, I guess? Look at it. It's a mess.
Oh, I can help you with that.
No, that's boring. Can we play Worser Than Worse?
No, I'm sorry. Play what?
Oh, it's okay, bud. I can do both. Bro, look, I have, lollipops from Uber. Yeah.
Kids, bed. now.
Night, Jane. See you later, Jane.
I don't know what kind of intoxicated, insane stunt you think you're pulling here.
I did not realize. Please, I'm so sorry.
That's our board out there. This is an important night and you show up drunk? Unexpected to hang out with my children?
I can explain.
It's a waste of my time to hear your excuse, Jane. Suffice it to say, you will go out the back and leave me your key.
But how will I get in for work on Monday?
You won't. I don't want you to come back here ever again.
Oh. I understand. This is a lie. In fact, my mind is scrambling to make sense of this impossible reality. Before I reach the door, I turn back in one last stab of hope.
Will I still be hearing from you about the story? The story's good, Jane. You're a good writer, but you've got to figure out your voice.
What was that supposed to mean?
I mean, who's narrating?
Okay.
You have to give your readers something real if you want them to care. The key, Jane.
Here you go. This pristine brownstone street is not my world. I don't belong. I'm just the help. And no, I'm not even that. How have I messed everything up this badly in the span of just a few hours? I lost the group. Bruce. The kids. And even the faint hope of a writing career. Well done, Jane. Not everyone's so efficient in their failures.
Stop being such a fuck-up! Don't be such a stupid, selfish idiot and a fuck-up who ruins everything!
But of course nothing happens. The commands, they don't work on me.
Hey everybody, it's Kaylin at Revel, and I want to tell you about Green Chef. With curated market items to support clean eating, Green Chef is convenient and healthy. They use fresh, organic foods, as well as 100% sustainably sourced seafood and antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. And they have vegan and keto and lots of other options for you too. Green Chef can help you save time in the kitchen with dinners that take 30 minutes and lunches that take 10. I love Green Chef because it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy, so I can focus on other things that I really care about, like going to the park with my dog or playing music. So if you want to free up more time to do things that you love, go to greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Revel. My name is Rhoda, and I'm here with Nicole to talk about episode 6 of Power Trip.
Hi, hi.
Oh my God. There's some messy romance stuff is what's happening in this episode. And I wanted to get your take on it. Break it down. What happens and what are you thinking?
Oh, well, Jane goes to the party, Deidre's birthday party. And, you know, she's been feeling a little bit of a connection to Leah. So she's like kind of on the hunt, you know, when your eyes are searching across the party. And then she sees her and she's got this like cute thing going on where her like tank top strap is falling off her shoulder, and
oh, it's so hot.
It's
yeah.
so cute. And then they start dancing, and then they have a make out, and then record scratch, there's Bruce. Oh, poor Bruce. Because when she was trying to mute her phone, she accidentally shared her location and sent it to Bruce.
which Bruce so innocently interpreted as, oh, okay, she wants to like hang out and then comes.
Yeah.
Like within half an hour shows up.
That's so into her. Partially because he's been brainwashed to be like via commandment.
Yes. Yeah.
Powers. Mm-hmm, and it's kind of like the moment where all the things that she's been doing blow up in her face. A little bit, right? When
yeah, it's always
like,
going to catch up with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. right when she wants, like right when she seemingly has exactly what she wants, or like she's found like an actual connection with somebody, like the person she's been stringing along is there too.
And the fact that still, after all this time, after this many episodes and this many experiences, if she had just confronted the problem and answered it earnestly and hurt people's feelings in a real and respectful way. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that she needs a medal for that. I'm just saying it wouldn't have gotten worse.
Yeah. and here it
why
did.
Do we keep making things worse before we can make things better?
It's just like avoidance.
You know, that's yeah. And that's why I cannot stop following Jane's character, because of the ways in which she avoids things, makes them worse, right?
And then, yeah. Like,
you know what it is, too? I do feel empathy for what she's going through and the bad choices that she makes. But I really feel for her friends, right?
I feel and so for bad Bruce. For her friends. I really, especially Christian.
They're putting up with a lot.
Yeah. They're putting up with, like, more than, like, might even be warranted if this was just a regular friend group. Like, but because they have this, like, power connection, It's like
a support group.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. more of a support group. But if it's just a regular friend group, people would be like, like we gotta talk like about some of this stuff.
Yeah, and Christian does try to talk to her.
Yes, and she blows him off in like a really cruel way. He's a sensitive guy, and she sort of kicks him down for that, when it's like one of his best things about him.
Yeah, and what spins me up about this podcast and this show is that she keeps doing terrible things, and I keep wanting her to succeed.
I know! Like, despite it all.
And I, yeah, sure, there are relatable elements to her character, but I think when you follow a character who does terrible things, it's because you have enough faith in them that they can kind of redeem themselves,
yeah.
right? That they can show a better side of themselves. And you want that too when you have friend breakups or romantic breakups or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The reason that you can stay steadfast in your support of a person is that you believe in their ability to transcend.
Yeah.
And I think that is really powerful and beautiful, but then like how much do you have to put up with it until
I know. I mean
there's a fine line. Yeah.
There's like a Fleabag quality to her. you know, especially in the first season of Fleabag, which I love a female anti-hero. You know, you hear it, like anti-hero, anti-heroine, and I'm not even like, or some unlikable, quote unquote, the unlikable protagonist.
Yeah. We hear this a lot.
Yeah, which unlikable, I feel like is only
when we're
applied
working
to
on
women.
Stories about women.
Yeah, and then the male is the anti-hero. And like the Walter Whites, the the Don Drapers, the Tony Sopranos, like, who do such reprehensible things. Like, well, in the case of Tony and Walt, it's like murder.
Seems like the worst.
Yeah. Mad Men, it's like emotional, like, evisceration of everyone around you. Like, that's kind of like what it is. But there's always something, like a core to themselves that you just want it to get better. You want them to, like, build on that piece of themselves that's the best and, like, shake off whatever is causing them to act the worst. And I feel like that totally applies here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's something so relatable and grounded about the ways in which Jane is, quote unquote, bad. You know, when she behaves badly, you hopefully understand as the listener that there is a whole history of health complications, social anxiety, a kind of weird relationship with her mom. That's all.
Yeah.
And a lack of a core friend group from childhood that I think really affects how this works, you know?
Yeah, it's just all a reflection of her relationship with herself, you know, to get like therapy-esque about it. But like, right? Like, this is like how she treats herself. Yeah. So it's how she treats people around her.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when you are a person in the support group trying to work through that, right? Again, I don't think that I'm not advocating that anyone be a doormat, but also sometimes when someone acts terribly, it's not at all about you, right? It's about them. And so those are tricky waters to navigate because you want to preserve your own health and your own confidence. And you want to be available for somebody who you believe in. But then, like, I don't know if I'm going to stick around if I'm Christian. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
You know? especially somebody you haven't known that long. But there's a deep and immediate connection because they're all basically trauma bonded over over these abilities that they have. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a tricky thing. And this was a hard, hard episode to listen to. But I also really loved it.
Well, yeah, the performances are great.
Well, thank you, Nicole. I appreciate you talking to me about this. This was a heavy episode, but I'm excited to hear what happens next week. So to everyone, thanks for listening to Revel, and we'll see you next time.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Nicole Otto. You're listening to Revel, Power Trip, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
Power Trip is a Realm original production. Written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Nicole Otto, Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Tatiana Maslany, Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman.
directed by Kaylin West. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Lisa Loeb, Brendan Hines, Tanisha Gary, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, Keeler Lee, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Sound design by Tom Maggs and Rory O'Shea. Mixing and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original score and composition by Hashem Asadolahi and Daniel Wanacott, with digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.